Watch out, there's a new Congress in town.
If you've come here to see your name in the lights or to pass off a political victory as some accomplishment, you've come to the wrong place.
That is House Speaker John Boehner in his remarks to the freshman members of the new 113th Congress, who will face many of the same thorny issues that divided the previous Congress.
Joining us live this morning is Rachel Smolkin, Deputy Managing Editor for Politico. And Rachel, already with some of the freshman lawmakers, not even in the building long enough to find the bathrooms or their office. A couple of the freshman Republicans have already sent John Boehner a message by not voting for him as Speaker.
Absolutely. A stiffer conservative opposition than was expected for John Boehner. He did win re-election. He will be House Speaker again, but a somewhat weakened position leading into key showdowns with President Obama. And fasten your seatbelts, because if you thought the last fiscal cliff ride was wild, wait for the next one. It's going to make the first one look tame.
Why do you say that?
We have three fights coming up all at the same time, and it wasn't easy to get through the last one. They did a very kick-the-can-down-the-road approach. We've got the debt ceiling coming up. We've got these across-the-board cuts called the sequester. They're coming up. And a government funding bill is also set to expire in March. So we have three things that are all going to happen sort of mid to late February, March range.
Oh,
they're all extremely complicated. They're all coming.
Oh, yeah, it's like a triple witching hour.
It absolutely is. It is. And that's not even mentioning, you know, two big pieces of President Barack Obama's agenda, immigration and guns legislation. So they've got quite a lot on their plate.
Is the dynamic in the Senate changing at all?
Democrats will be even in a greater position of strength. They're adding a couple of seats, and Senator McConnell has shown that he's willing to work with President Obama, and in particular his ally and partner, Joe Biden. Different sides of the aisle, of course, but two longtime Washington hands who are very comfortable working together. It'll be interesting to see how that dynamic changes. Previously, President Obama has first tried to negotiate with House Speaker John Boehner. The thinking has been that you have to try to get the conservatives in the House in line if you're going to get a deal. But last time for the fiscal cliff wild ride, it didn't work out that way. It really only worked out when Biden and McConnell got in a room. So we'll see how they go at it for the next round.
Well, once does not make a trend, but I want to know your thoughts about whether or not we're going to see more of what we saw in the emergency bill that was passed by the House this time. That is, Democrats and a minority of Republicans providing enough votes to give the president what he was looking for.
I think that is likely to continue. There's all this, there are a lot of questions about, does Boehner need the majority of the majority? This is usually, this has been the longstanding rule and the way they do things to get the support of the caucus. He did not get that, which is one of the reasons you saw some significant resistance to Boehner being reelected Speaker. So that was a problem for Boehner. Now, if there's a way to actually get some of these things done, and they must be done, or there will be very significant consequences for the nation, they may have to go another route. Boehner may need to be more willing to work with the Democrats. Certainly, that's what the Democrats say is going to need to happen.
Thanks,
but they
Rachel.
Do feel like they have leverage coming up in the upcoming fight.
Good to talk to you. Rachel Smolkin, Deputy Managing Editor for Politico.